Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12102, John W. and Diane Boyd Robert Jr. seeking variances from the side and rear yard setbacks under section 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Bayberry Lane, approximately 141 feet northeast of the intersection of Anchor Road and Bayberry Lane. The 911 address is 21 Bayberry Lane, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, map 8.17, parcel 86. We received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. The letter of support was received February 19th, and it appears to be written by the North Shores Board of Governors Incorporated, which is the homeowners association responsible for the interpretation of the North Shores subdivision deeded covenant requirements. They received information that the owners of the property at 21 Bayberry Lane North Shores were seeking a variance from the side and rear yard Sussex County setback requirements. Their understanding is that the request relates to the original construction of the home in 1991 and a subsequent and recent physical survey, which revealed the setbacks of the current home did not conform to then applicable setbacks established by the county. Under North Shores deeded covenants, and in particular covenant amendments in the form of architectural restrictions adopted in 2005, absent a covenant variance waiver from North Shores, all improvements constructed in the North Shores neighborhood must conform to both North Shores architectural restrictions and to the county building code and zoning requirements. Administering the covenant standards and in the absence of a separate North Shores covenant variance, North Shores follows Sussex County requirements as published without regard to any zoning variances or waivers issued by the county. However, and without expressly or implicitly taking any position on the need to seek a county setback variance for a home constructed 27 years ago, they note that the improvements in question were undertaken in 1991 prior to the adoption of the North Shores 2005 covenant amendments. Pursuant to the 2005 amendments, homes constructed prior to 2005 are grandfathered and are not required to conform to North Shores architectural restrictions, including the specific application of Sussex County published rules and standards. They further understand that no additional construction is contemplated, and they note that any new construction on the property would require North Shore's consent and a potential variance analysis independent of the county zoning process. However, in the case of residential structure initially constructed in 1991 and in which no further construction is contemplated in connection with a pending county variance application, the 2005 North Shores covenant amendments as they relate to the setback requirements are inapplicable. In this circumstances, we respectfully confirm the Board of Adjustment the North Shores has no objection to the pending variance application. It was signed Bruce Wilson, President of the North Shores Board of Governors Incorporated. And note that the applicant is seeking side and rear yard variances. This property is located in North Shores. The setbacks are 30 feet from the front, 10 feet on each side, and 20 feet in the rear. And the applicant is seeking 0.4 foot from the side yard, 0.5 foot from the side yard, 2.4 from the required rear, 2.3 foot from the required rear, and 1.6 foot from the side as variances.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Diane Rober, 21 Bayberry Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening again.
Good evening, sir.
I'm still Bill Schaub, and I'm representing Mr. and Mrs. Rober this evening, who just recently bought their property in September of 2017. They did follow my advice, and they did get a survey before they bought, and lo and behold, as so often happens, they found that a house that was built a long, long time ago, it's just a little crooked. It's just the reason we see so often that the lot is a trapezoid, and the road is sort of curved, and so both sides go off in different directions. The house is fairly standard, but it was hard to meet the setback when the lines are going in and out in different directions. So it's very easy to see how basically the entire left side of the house, if when I say left, I guess it's the right side as you're standing on the road, is off, but it's off by 6 inches, 4 to 6 inches on the whole right side. That obviously cannot be corrected, you know, without moving the house, which would be a very draconian method of solving a minor encroachment. And the other, on the other side of the house is the carport, which again is just a reasonable, normal size carport as the pictures show. The only difference is the line bends in quickly right at the back of the carport. So while the front of the carport is fine as far as setbacks go, the back of the carport is not. And it's just because the line goes in. And again, could one, I guess the Roberts would have to totally redo their carport to pick up that corner, or I suppose one could slice off the corner. But again, in terms of what is being requested, that would not be a reasonable solution, I think. And in the rear, it's what we see so commonly. In fact, Ms. Cornwell and I have several conversations about this, the stairs and the shower, whether the variance would be needed because of sometimes they can encroach so far into the setback. And so I think it was decided that to make sure there were no issues, to seek variances for those. And again, it's a, the Roberts did not build any of this. This house looked just like this when they bought it. Board of Governors from North Shores has indicated it's been that way a long, long time, that it does not violate any of their criteria because of how long it's been there. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, it's been there a long, long time. It'd be impossible to even tell those variances were needed. Those encroachments existed. It's treed on both sides. You look down and have to tell something's a foot too close or on the whole right side, 6 inches too close. They're not asking to expand anything. They just want to leave things exactly as they are. And if the only way to correct the shower encroachment would be to basically remove it, because it is, as the survey shows, it's approximately 5 feet wide, and to have a shower that's 3 feet wide, you wouldn't really be able to fit in. Well, you could if you didn't have, I guess, sides around it, you could fit in the shower, but that wouldn't work too well. And the stairs are needed to go into the house. So for all the reasons stated, we ask that the variances be granted. And again, as the pictures show, everything is in conformity. The house itself is very rectangular. I mean, the sort of standard house. There's nothing unusual about this. The unusual part is the property lines. That's the most unusual part. And the fact that everything has been there a long, long time in its present situation. Ms. Robert, have you listened to what I said?
I have.
Is everything I've said to the board kind of close to being true?
It is.
Would you be able to correct any of these items without significant expense or inconvenience or hardship to you?
No, sir.
For all the reasons given to the board this evening, I would ask that this application be granted.
All right. So, do we have any questions for you, Mr. Morgan?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
The landing and the stairs, otherwise deck and stairs, can encroach 5 feet. So that's really not necessary.
Right. I think that because they were coming in for one,
others,
we just included everything.
Okay. No other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Mr. Sharp?
Any complaints from neighbors or anything since you've owned it?
No.
And I think the letter from the HOA may have referenced it. Were these built in 91? Is that what it sounded like?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, obviously the discrepancies were not created by the applicant since they bought the house as is. And we didn't hear that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think it is a minimum to afford relief. Certainly is unique with the shape of the lot and the I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property since it's developed, so I make a motion we approve case number 12102.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12102. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12102 is approved.
Thank you very much.